Hachette Audio presents Canadian Boyfriend, written by Jenny Holiday, read by Joshua Jackson and Emily Ellett. For ZT, the OG CB. Content warning. This book contains references to disordered eating and to the death of a spouse that occurred prior to the events of the story. Prologue. Once upon a time. I was 16 years old when I invented my Canadian boyfriend. I was 29 years old when I manifested him in the flesh. We met at the Mall of America, and I don't know why I'm putting that in quotation marks because we really did meet. Well, I know why. Let me start over. I was 16 years old when I met a boy at the Mall of America. He was in town from Winnipeg for a hockey tournament, and I was working at Caribou Coffee. "Did you want the whipped cream?" I tilted the cup to read the name off it. "Eric." I was in the habit of asking specifically about the whipped cream, even when there were no instructions written on the cup suggesting it was unwanted. Whipped cream was a more controversial topic back in those pre-keto days, and you'd be surprised how many people would order something like a large turtle mocha, a drink that contained 980 calories and 105 grams of sugar, but consider whipped cream a bridge too far. When my Canadian boyfriend answered, I assumed he was Eric. He seemed like he was really exerting ownership over that mocha.
"Eric definitely wants the whipped cream. The more the better, eh?"
Does Eric always speak of himself in the third person? I was wittier and more outgoing at the mall than at school. At the mall, I didn't have anyone's preconceived notions about me holding me back. I could be a normal girl. A girl who spent her lunch hours laughing with her friends in the cafeteria. A girl who spent her lunch hours actually eating lunch while laughing with her friends in the cafeteria. Is Eric using the royal we? I hadn't made eye contact with my Canadian boyfriend. We were slammed. I had cups lined up on the bar as long as my ballet frenemy Emma's perfect arabesque.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?